Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
For truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers. Not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone. Made in the USA. This is the regular Joe Show.
Oh, suck it.
Welcome, Joe Jagan. T-Regular Joe here with you on this Freedom Friday, hour number three already. Goodness gracious, how did we get here so quickly? Good news for you on the Sound of Freedom front. We'll get to that in just a moment. Plus, want to play some highlights out of the censorship hearing where the Democrats tried to censor the witness. Talk about playing the tight. Goodness gracious, no shame whatsoever. Plus, Jason Aldean. Is he written a lynching song, or is just the truth too much for some people to handle? I'm going to go with the latter. We'll get into all of those things, plus a little bit more coming up. But first, just a friendly reminder that it is 7 minutes after the hour, which means right now, as I speak to you in Hong Kong, it is 11:07 p.m. In Saudi Arabia, 6:07 p.m. On the Ivory Coast, 3:07 p.m. And of course, right now, in Brandon Falls, Delaware, which is a frequented place by Joe Biden, it's 11:07 a.m. That is, of course, your new and improved Biden Crime Family Time Check. Tia, the regular Joe Show, brought to you as it always is, at the top of each and every hour to make sure one can't ever escape the knowledge and reality of the depth and breadth of depravity, illegality, immorality, well, frankly, just general ickiness that is the Biden crime family, known as they are the world around for being the crooks and thieves that they are, peddling influence for money, this being proven out by the release of this FD 1023, to say nothing of the whistleblower hearing we heard earlier this week, where you had two different star witnesses, both who clearly made their case for knowing what was going on, how things were happening, and frankly, that there was preferential treatment being given to Hunter Biden. And of course, the question is why. I mean, Hunter Biden in himself is not like a big player. The big player, to some degree, is his dad, Joe. But I'm telling you, as we've talked about many times here before, at least when it comes to the Ukraine, that goes right back to one of the master puppeteers, Barack Hussein Obama himself. So you're darn right they're going to do whatever they can to try to shut this down. Not just for Joe, not because they hold it over Joe or they can manipulate him with it, but ultimately to protect one of the grand poobahs that can still complete a sentence. So it goes. This is what we have. Now we're going to play some of this sound from the hearing yesterday. It got pretty fiery. And I will say Robert F. Kennedy Jr. did a good job of acquitting himself. Before we get there, some good news. Senator Tuberville, this from TheBlaze.com, not backing down in fight to free U.S. military of woke burdens while Democrats in Biden White House fume. To say nothing, of course, of the apolitical military leadership that kind of sounds very political nowadays. Senator Tommy Tuberville, Republican Alabama, is refusing to surrender in his fight to rid the U.S. military of its woke encumbrances, especially its payments for abortion excursions, or abortion vacations, as some call it, stressing that, quote, the more Joe Biden attacks me, the more I'm convinced I'm doing the right thing. Democrats, the White House, and even some Republicans in the Senate, and I use the term Republican loosely in this case, such as Mitch McConnell in particular, the article says, continue to rage impotently against the Alabama Republicans' use of senatorial privileges to block every personnel move in the U.S. military requiring a confirmation. Now, I get what the Blaze is saying. That's not even completely true. What they want is a unanimous voice vote to approve all of them at one time. Unanimous consent so that they don't have to do work. That's what he's blocking. The fact is they could actually do these confirmation hearings one by one. They don't want to do it. They say, oh, it takes up so much time. This is what you get paid for. This would be like being the fry guy at McDonald's and being like, oh, putting him in the deep fry takes so much time. No, that's your job. That's actually what you get paid to do. The job of the Senate, one of the jobs is the confirmation process. Well, to confirm people, you need to know who they are. And if you haven't heard it, maybe you thought of it yourself, you want to know why they don't want to do individual confirmations? It's nothing to do with the time. They don't want the scrutiny. For example, and I'm not saying this, if the commandant of the new commandant of the Marines or the new chairman of the Joint Chiefs, well, in this case it would be the case, the new proposed chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, if these are a bunch of these woke warriors that are more worried about exposing white rage and making sure that we have male members of the military dressing up in high heel pumps and bustiers, well, yeah, I don't want them being confirmed. I'm okay with them sitting on the sidelines. And so is Tommy Tuberville. But that's why they don't want to go by individual nomination, because then it opens up scrutiny. And people pay attention, and then people have the opportunity, by the way, to redress their grievances to Congress. Where's that written? Is that written somewhere? Isn't that some part of a document somewhere? Notice this is a recurring theme we keep getting to. Because they want you little silly people, go about your business. Let us handle the big boy work here in D.C. We know what we're doing. Famous, dangerous words to trust a politician saying that. I salute Tommy Tuberville that he's doing this. Because despite all the machinations, including Democratic Senator Michael Bennett in Colorado, for 230 years, nobody in this chamber has done what the senator from Alabama is doing. Put a hold on military promotions that people in uniform, the flag officers of our Department of Defense, I'm sorry, I'm trying to make sure I get his voice accurately, that ordinarily come through here as a customary way to get approved by the Senate for obvious reasons, because we need them. They're here. They're for our national security. They have sacrificed their entire adult lives, which is why we don't make sure they get paid well or that they get good health care. Sorry, I added that last little part at the end. Wham! Then do it. Do individual nominations. Hold the hearings for every single one of those nominations. It's your job. It's literally in your job description. So do it. Show Tommy Tuberville who's boss. And then let the rest of the American people see who these people are that you really want to put in charge of our military. Because in case you haven't noticed, our military is not doing so hot lately. I mean, there's literally, you can find videos online of male members of the military showing off their trans whatever, dressing like a bunch of chicks. Probably going to Barbie tonight with Steve. No, all right, that was a little... Steve's wearing a pink shirt today, so I for those of you who don't get to see us. So I'm theorizing Steve is going to see the Barbie movie today. That's why he's wearing a pink shirt. He tried to cover and say Shannon likes pink. What that has to do with anything, we don't know. But Shannon confirmed to me that while she does like the color pink, she's not wearing it frequently, like Steve is claiming.
What you just said...
You're busted. Just go with it. If you start singing that song, I Am Ken, I'm really going to start to worry. Anyway, back to this good news story. The fact of the matter is, Tuberville says, in fact, there is a very recent precedent. Just a couple years ago, the junior senator from Illinois, a Democrat, held more than 1,000 military nominations. The reason she held them was over one single officer she wanted promoted. My colleague from Colorado threatened to do the same thing just a few weeks ago. That's the crybaby way. It's never been done. Except for he actually himself just threatened to do something very similar. So, look, we could use a little more backbone in our United States Congress, in the House and in the Senate. More people with it, I should say. There are some that have an extraordinary amount. And I think what Tommy Tuberville is doing is excellent. I hope he will continue to do it. We need that kind of courage. They say courage is contagious. Well, then in that case, I hope it spreads faster than COVID through our United States Congress. You can't make that joke. That's so insensitive, Joe. People got really sick. Yes, because we weren't treating them. Because we were playing make-believe like we did with so many other things. We had legitimate treatments. How many people would have been saved, oh, you naysayer of the left, had they allowed people to try ivermectin? We knew it wouldn't kill them. We knew hydroxychloroquine wouldn't kill him. We do know that when we put him on ventilators, that was pretty much a death sentence. But hey, come on now. Got to break a few eggs to make an omelet here in these leftist United States. What are a few people's lives if you can gain more control over everyone's individual decision-making power? Because that was what this is about. Now, yesterday on Capitol Hill, as I said, there were some... I apologize. Mr. Unity must speak to you. I, as in my ongoing efforts to help you understand unity and the importance of unity, did I mention unity? And again, as Mr. Unity himself, recognized around the world, even by people like Dr. Fauci, for being the unifier in chief, me, Mr. Unity, I saw this video. I pulled the audio of this clip for you because I want you to experience firsthand what unity as proposed by the swamp, by the uniparty at the top. I wanted you to experience that unity firsthand so you too can understand why unity is so important. I give you Republican Senator... Don't say bad things about Republicans, Joe. Come on, they have an R after their name. Don't you know how this is supposed to work? Oh, yes. Well, again, I'm showing you unity. More importantly, Lisa Murkowski, the stalwart Republican from Alaska, is going to show you unity. Here, speaking on PBS's Firing Line with Margaret Hoover, not to be confused with the vacuum, Lisa Murkowski is going to explain unity. She is being asked, well, we have a presidential election coming forward. You've endorsed Democrats in the past, like Joe Manchin, as a matter of fact. He's endorsed you. It looks like we're going to have a fight between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. You, Lisa Murkowski, oh, great bearer of unity, what are you going to do? What's your decision when it comes to those two, or maybe you're non-binary? And there's something you want to transition to. Cut to.
I tell you, if it's a matchup between Biden and Trump, I know exactly where I'd go. I would go with Joe Manchin. I am one who doesn't like to use my vote for the lesser of evils. I want to be proactive in who I think could do the job. I think Manchin could do the job.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Unity writ large, courtesy of the Washington, D.C. way. Now, look, if you criticize someone like Lisa Murkowski for being the sellout, twisted, useless senator that she is, she doesn't like to waste her vote on the lesser of evils. What she failed to say is she prefers to vote for evil. Check her voting record. It's writ large. But you see, this is what we gain in the big tent of Republicanism. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, she's also a proponent of ranked choice voting. Well, there's a shocker. Isn't it amazing? Now, if you were to listen to the false unifiers out there, to some of the den mothers out there, they would tell you, Lisa Murkowski, first of all, that woman has a vagina, so you cannot question her. She is part of the traveling sister pants of the whatevers. That's the first thing you have to understand. Because if you dare question a woman in a position of authority, well, then you're a sexist. And second, they would remind you that she has an R after her name, therefore you must do whatever she says, including blatantly saying she would vote for a third-party candidate, because after all, she doesn't want to do the wrong thing at all. No, this is what you get when you buy into the garbage that is spewed by the establishment and by the swamp in the name of unity. You cannot have unity unless you first have truth.
Not ready for summer yet? Get ready with Vita Super Slim Plus. Vita Super Slim Plus is the new product you heard about where results are amazing and the weight loss is fast. Just take Vita Super Slim Plus once a day and in just weeks get the results you have been waiting for. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com will get you ready for summer in just weeks, not months. With Vita Super Slim Plus, go to VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. That's VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. Use promo code RADIO for a free month supply. Details at VitaSuperSlimPlus.com.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214. Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
And a happy Freedom Friday. Joe Jagan, T-Rig and the Joe with you. Now, if you weren't completely clear on the gaslighting we've been going through with all the calls, blatant efforts at censorship, I'll share a few in a moment. But then there's, of course, the gaslighting that there's nothing to see with Joe Biden. We just had Nancy Pelosi telling us the other day how he's just a kid and he's doing great. Great kid. Now, the other day, Joe Biden was talking, he was attempting to speak with the president of Israel at a little presser event. And in the midst of, some think he fell asleep. Others thought he had a TIA. Others just called it, you know, Wednesday, a typical day with Joe Biden in front of the press. Here's what passed for him trying to actually say something.
And we brought Israelis and Palestinians together at a political level.
Now, we didn't get the normal, anyway, where he just gives up. But then John Kirby, former admiral, who at one point apparently had integrity, he was on with the story with Martha McCallum and was asked specifically about that clip. They played that clip for him. And now if you want to see gaslighting in its finest form, a blatant lie attempting to play some kind of cheap Jedi mind trick on the American people, here's John Kirby responding on whether or not Joe Biden could be understood or if he's just losing it and babbling all over the place. Cut three.
I think he was very, very clear, Martha.
So you didn't think there was any problem to communicate there? You didn't have any difficulty understanding what he was trying to say?
The president was very clear in that clip, and he's been very clear publicly and private with Israeli leaders about what we're trying to do here.
What are they paying John Kirby? You have got either they've got dirty pictures on that guy, or they are paying him a phenomenal amount of money to lie so badly. He was perfectly clear. Yes, if you consider... play it one more time, Steve. I mean, this is what he said. He was perfectly clear. You tell me, do you know what, like, more than three of the words are in this sound?
And we brought Israelis and Palestinians together at a political level.
And the best is when Prime Minister Herzog goes, yes, and it's like he's trying to help him along. Come on, spit it out. Use your big boy words. So there you have gaslighting at its finest, though. He was clear as can be. Nobody speaks clearer than Joe Biden. When he's insulting people. Hey, fat, you want to go do some push-ups? So yesterday, speaking of insults, what was one of the first things the Democrats did at a hearing on censorship? They tried to blatantly censor the star witness, a Democrat, no less. Deborah Wasserman Schultz actually introduced a motion to put this into, basically to put it behind closed doors, so they could not air what he was saying. Now, of course, she claims she was doing this because of fear. She didn't want this misinformation getting out there. It's absolutely ridiculous. Here, cut number 15. This blatantly trying to censor him.
You floated a baseless conspiracy theory that the coronavirus was bioengineered to target Caucasians and black people.
You're misstating.
No.
I quoted
what you said earlier.
This isn't 15. No. It's not the transcript of what I have. That's 17 you're playing. 15. This is where she moves to the motion to put it in.
I move that we move into executive session because Mr. Kennedy has repeatedly made despicable anti-Semitic and anti-Asian comments.
Is it the custom of this committee to censor viewpoints that we disagree with from witnesses?
Mr. Chairman, I have,
not a, point of
I have
order.
A motion on the table.
They put the motion out, then there's a motion to table it, which passed, by the way. She wouldn't let it go until they took a roll call vote to table her ridiculous motion.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. House Republicans releasing a document they claim is evidence the Bidens were being bribed by a Ukrainian businessman. The White House says those allegations were already investigated by the Justice Department during the Trump administration. There's no end in sight to the heat wave that's roasting much of the U.S. Yesterday, over 90 million people lived in areas experiencing dangerous levels of heat. The California store that sold the winning $1 billion Powerball ticket got a $1 million piece of that jackpot. Whoever won that $1 billion jackpot, though, has a year to claim their prize. The U.S. says Russia laying the groundwork to attack civilian ships in the Black Sea and blame Ukraine. That declaration comes days after Russia backed out of a deal that helped move grain from Ukrainian ports, threatening the global food supply. Corey Myers, USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Trial and federal prosecutors' case against former President Trump's retention of classified documents after leaving office is set to now begin May 20th of 2024. So, you know, right at the beginning of the thick of the 2024 elections, a federal judge in Florida announced within the last hour. The trial will take place before U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon in Fort Pierce, Florida. He is, of course, facing 37 counts in connection with allegedly having violated the Espionage Act over withholding said classified documents. We'll bring you more as that information develops. Now, I've been talking with Maisie Hirono at the beginning of the show, saying, look, we're going to force things on the Supreme Court of the United States whether they want it or not. And then you had yesterday the blatantness of the censorship at the censorship hearing, where you have begin one of many attempts by Debbie Wasserman Schultz trying to take it into a private committee where they wouldn't be able to air, wouldn't have the cameras there to show what it was that Robert F. Kennedy was saying. Now, the argument for this in her mind was that he was saying terribly anti-Semitic things. Now, I want you to remember, every Democrat that you hear clutch their pearls in this sound about anti-Semitic statements. Where were they just a few days ago with Pramila Jamil, who they've forgiven and forgotten all about? She referred to Israel as a racist state. She and other members of the squad wouldn't even attend Herzog's speech before a joint session of Congress this week. Notice they left that out. Now, it wasn't just limited to the hearing. Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader that took over for the Nancy Pelosi, he was holding a special little event all his own on Capitol Hill to make this pronouncement about RFK in his appearance before the House Weaponization Subcommittee.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who peddles anti-Semitic tropes and baseless xenophobic conspiracy theories, which together are directed at the Jewish community and the Chinese American community, is unbelievable. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a living, breathing, false flag operation.
Now, here we are, 2023, ladies and gentlemen. You have the leading member of the United States House of Representatives for the Democratic Party, Hakeem Jeffries, doing his best to imitate the cadence of Barack Obama in his slow, deliberate delivery. So you know that he is extremely credible and very serious. He just called a lifelong Democrat, a member of the Kennedy family, a false flag operation against the Democrats. Let that just sink in, ladies, to where we are. Now, it wasn't just him. You had Jerry Connolly, a pant load and a half out of the state of Virginia, Democrat out of Fairfax County. He was seeking to shame Robert F. Kennedy for what he's done to sully the good Kennedy name. You can't make this up. Cut 12.
There's an opportunity to have a conspiracy theory here. An opportunity to make political points. And no matter what you may think, Mr. Kennedy, and I revere your name.
Oh, we can see.
You're not here to propound your case for censorship.
No.
You are here for cynical reasons to be used politically by that side of the aisle to embarrass the current president of the United States, and you're an enabler in that effort today. And it brings shame on a storied name that I revere. I began my political interest with your father. And it makes me profoundly sad to see where we have descended today in this hearing.
Now, I should mention that Jerry Connolly is a part-time actor in local community theater in Virginia. And that seems fitting for that performance he's put on. First of all, he just accused the Kennedys of colluding with the Republicans. What? How much more to the Twilight Zone do we have to go to? With where the Democratic Party is nowadays. But this, my political interest began with your father. Now, first of all, his father, Robert F. Kennedy, was shot and killed in 1968. Jerry Connolly didn't do anything before 1969 when he was a ripe 19-year-old. Now, I know he's probably, he didn't say it worked for him, but I mean, you get what he's trying to intone. And who's, now, what kind of chutzpah does it take to look a man in his eyes, a man whose father was assassinated and tell him you revere the name of his father and the legacy of his father more than his son. That takes a special kind of chutzpah. That takes a very special kind of person. And I don't mean that in a complimentary way. Now there's Stacey Brisket, Flasket, what's her name? Basket? Plaschette. Plaskett, that's what it is. The wannabe Congress member from the Virgin Islands. She, too, was having none of this. She said that Robert F. Kennedy, it's amazing that what he had to say about the COVID jab was like starving slaves, cut number 13.
In chattel slavery, you don't have to feed them the same way because they can take it. They can handle that. They don't need as much. Or now with COVID, they've got superhuman genes that they don't need to get the same vaccines in, and they may be more susceptible if you get vaccines.
No, I don't recall. I've listened to his statements. I don't recall any of that. Now, several of these members of Congress were confronted by Hillary Vaughn at Fox News about what they were doing. I want to play the before I play Kennedy's responses. Cut 20. This begins, by the way, is Jerry Connolly's the first one. Some angry person is second. Some woman, I don't know. Stacey Brisket is next. And then the best is last. Adam Schiff is in there just for good measure. Cut 20.
Do you think that Democrats are proving RFK Jr.'s point by trying to stop him from coming today and censor him, that Democrats are unfairly censoring him?
I'm not going to respond to a loaded question like that. You've already decided and you're on the answer.
What are you afraid that he would say under oath today that you want to stop even the American people from having the opportunity to hear?
I'm not afraid of anything he would say. I just don't want to hear him.
What do you say to people who are concerned that you were trying to censor RFK Jr. by trying to not let him come today?
Oh, that's not censorship. Censorship would not be allowing someone to speak. He can speak. That doesn't give him necessarily the ability to have to do it in the halls of Congress.
What you tried to censor him today proved his point that he is being...
Censor him? We were trying to make sure that he didn't cause more harm with his outrageous testimony.
I don't think you want to bring bigots before the Congress, but apparently that's par for the course for this majority.
No, she was a little hard to understand, but he said, I don't think we should bring bigots before the Congress. Well, we bring morons like you before the Congress. And by the way, just because he has a right to speak doesn't mean he has a right to redress his grievances before the Congress. Except he does. He's an American citizen, Stacey Brisket. I apologize to tell you that, but he actually does. And he was an invited guest that you, more than 120 Democrats signed a petition asking that he be bounced. Talk about desperation and fear. Now, Kennedy, he wasn't willing to just sit there and be slapped around like some kind of rag doll. Cut number 14, he said, look, I just want to point out, you're trying to censor me at a censorship hearing, people.
This is an attempt to censor a censorship hearing. The charges in this, and by the way, censorship is antithetical to our party. It was appalling to my father, to my uncle, to FDR, to Harry Truman, to Thomas Jefferson. We have to stop trying to destroy each other, to marginalize, to vilify, to gaslight each other. We have to find that place inside of ourselves of light, of empathy, of compassion.
That last part I really agree with, and I mean that, especially since he is reminding Democrats they're the ones that need to do it. But they've hardened their hearts so much. I mean, good luck with that. Now, he had Stacey Brisket attacking him, I mean, without any reserve. And at one point, RFK had enough. Cut 16, he addressed her and all the members of this subcommittee that were on the attack with him when he said this.
Every statement that you just made about me is inaccurate. At one point you say I'm anti-vax, and that's a bad thing. The other moment you point out that all my children are vaxxed. I took flu vaccines for 20 years straight. I have never been anti-vax. These are defamations and malignancies that are used to censor me to prevent people from listening to the actual things that I'm saying.
And he's absolutely right. Whether you agree or disagree, he has the right to his opinions. He has the right to what he said. And just like in his book and in many of the other appearances, he actually turns around and cites studies. He looks to the science, which is what nobody wants to actually refute. They would rather assassinate his character, if not assassinate him outright. I mean, after all, they did take out a couple other Kennedys. Now, look, when it comes to this whole, do you believe in science? He addresses that, too. In cut number 18, he says, look, you've got this formulation all wrong.
Trusting the experts is not a function of science. It's not a function of democracy. It's a function of religion and totalitarianism, and it does not make for a healthier population.
Exactly. Now, one last piece. Debbie Wasserman Schultz on the attack as she was pretty much the entire time. But again, RFK putting her back in her place. Cut 17.
You floated a baseless conspiracy theory that the coronavirus was bioengineered to target Caucasians and black people.
You're misstating.
No. I quoted what you said earlier, and it is directly what you said. So just ask me.
No, I was describing an NIH-funded study.
No, you didn't cite it.
I was describing an NIH-funded study by Cleveland Clinic scientists.
Reclaiming my time, please ask the witness to stop talking.
You asked me a question.
Reclaiming
my time. Allow me to answer my question. You're slandering me incorrectly. You're saying it's dishonest.
He wasn't yielding. Notice the minute he starts to provide evidence, I reclaim my time, I don't want to answer it. No. But again, this is pervasive everywhere. Now, sometimes they even use it to distract us. Like, I think this Jason Aldean debate is a big... I mean, it's more distraction than anything. But you have a bunch of people jumping on this country artist who wrote a song, tried that in a small town. Now, I don't know... I'm looking at the time. We don't really... I can't get into this as deeply as I want. We may have to hold this to Monday. I'm just sitting here debating about it because they're claiming it's a lynching song. Because one of the pieces of the video is shot in front of a courthouse that almost 100 years ago, a lynching took place. Apparently nothing else has ever happened in front of that courthouse since then. And they didn't raise it or anything. So, I mean, you know, you have that. We won't talk about the fact that it's been featured in Christmas movies and everything else. But at the heart of one of the big arguments, besides it being a lynching song, as his video is set to pictures of all the disastrous, violent rioting that cost lives and billions of dollars in damage. This is his real problem. Not just that he's showing it, once again exposing that truth, but the refrain in this is that try that in a small town. Now, I heard a liberal yesterday, I think it was Tarlov, said this. Well, they're just, I mean, this is the problem. They're saying that, you know, in a small town, they'll come after you if you do that. And then the worst was I heard the Republican voice say, well, no, that's it. No, that's damn right what it is. Let me explain something to you. If you come into my backyard and you're trying to do damage to my property and you're trying to foist your violent behavior on me or my family or my community, it's not only my right, but it's my obligation to fight back, to defend myself and to defend those that can't defend themselves from that kind of violence. It's absolutely Americana when you say we're not going to take it. As a matter of fact, one of the problems is we cradled the selfish brats in 2020. That caused more problems.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-406-3498 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today.
800-406-3498. That's 800-406-3498. What do you have to lose? Call 800-406-3498. Again, 800-406-3498.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
He's been called the loudest MAGA mouth in the USA.
Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
The Root is on fire. I'm the hardest working man in showbiz, certainly conservative showbiz. You'll never find more content jammed down your throat in your face of liberals.
Wayne Allen Root, number 41 and climbing on the Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 Most Important Radio Talk Show Hosts in America. Wayne is a fierce, enthusiastic, and relentless defender of Reagan conservatism, libertarianism, economic freedom, and capitalism. And is also a great fit for your station. Declare war on boring radio by adding Wayne Allen Root to your daily programming.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, is delivered to you via Westwood One Channel USA One, USA David Box All-in-One Solution, and USA AutoCast.
To learn more, contact affiliate at usaaudio.com. That's affiliate at usaaudio.com.
Save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Joe here, wrapping up on this Freedom Friday. I just want to confirm, Steve, you're going to give us your review Monday, how you like the Barbie movie, right? Just so we know. I may see Oppenheimer this weekend, so if I cover that one, I'll cover the manly movie. Before we go, speaking of manly, we're going to hold the Jason Aldean stuff to Monday because we can't get into it in the time left. But you know, the Monkees wrote a song called "That Was Then, This Is Now." That would be fitting for the situation out of New York City. Cut 23, this is Mayor Adams, July of 2022. So just a year ago, about all the give us your unwanted, give us your illegal aliens, we've got them covered.
This is not a moment of saying, hey, we got you, we caught you. No, this is a moment where our administration is saying to them, we got you. This is who we are as New Yorkers. New York is one of the few states where you have right to shelter. We're not like those who are sending people away during their time in need.
So you go, we got you. Not we caught you, but we're taking care of you. Well, not so much anymore. Here he is just a day ago.
We're also announcing border advocacy flyers to honestly communicate our city situation to those thinking of coming here. We're going to go to the front line of this issue, communicate with people on the border by handing out flyers. We want people to be faced with the real reality at the border.
So, in other words, after a year of having more illegals come to New York than they've ever had, but that's okay, they're a sanctuary city. It's destroying the city, destroying the infrastructure. They can't afford it, so now they're doing lit drops at the border saying, don't come to New York, we can't take care of you, despite promising that they're going to take care of you. Well, there's a little truth in advertising from the left. And again, why? Because they never had any intention of actually taking care of these illegals. No, they just wanted to make the promise to encourage the activity and with the hopes they'd never have to be responsible. But thanks to good governors that have been sending those people to New York, among other places, they've had to now experience and let the world see what happens when you have an open border and unmitigated illegal immigration. Now, remember, there were a lot of Republicans, as a matter of fact, a lot of establishment and swamp-dwelling Republicans that said, those governors were wrong. This would backfire. It's a terrible idea. I guess they were wrong about that, too. You see, because the truth will always be the right way to go. Face, serve, and embrace the true, the good, and the beautiful. And then there's no way we lose, no matter what happens. All right, we'll be back at this on Monday, three short days away between now and then. I leave you those three words to guide your path, to face any question, any challenge, and prevail. Live life boldly. See you Monday, everyone.
Regular Joe Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.